This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, to get right to it, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have interesting news. You need to understand that there's a UN global initiative going on. If you're trying to figure out why your representatives are acting outside of their scope of authority, because they're not working for you any longer. I mean, they are literally working for the United Nations, which, by the way, was conceived out of World War II, which, by the way, America, you are paying to support. Okay, to establish global government, which failed through the League of Nations concerning World War I through none other than Woodrow Wilson. Well, here we are today, and we can see what this is turning out to be, what it's transpiring out to be. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a judge ordering feds to release nearly 100 illegal immigrants. Okay, this is, by the way, should come as no surprise, because Barack Hussein Obama literally released scores of illegal felons from United States prisons and their systems. They're called correctional institutions, which makes $64.5 billion a year. By the way, it's a money-making bureaucracy. But it's interesting to note that Barack Hussein Obama released scores of illegals back onto the streets of America. I'm believing it was 65,000 to 68,000. I could be a little bit high on that, but I know that I'm close to those numbers. So just think about that. The President of the United States, we all know that he's a criminal. We all know that he's a plant. We all know that he's a foreign sodomite. We all know this. But the problem is yes, we knew it, but we did nothing about it to throw him off concerning the crimes that he was committing against we the people on a daily basis. All the more now, not only to endanger you, but your wives and your children, your grandchildren, your grandparents, your dads, your moms, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. Folks, government's doing this today. And it goes back again to this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Judge orders feds to release nearly 100 illegal immigrants. I mean, this is as bad as what we're hearing from Donald Trump right now, talking about how we need these immigrants that are coming in these caravans and how they're at the border. And, of course, the American people that are, namely are a bunch of idolaters following the likes of Donald Trump, believe that for some reason or another, the military was put there, which, by the way, they're being called off now to stop them from entering in. Well, we know that now that they're at the border, friends, and don't think for one moment the agenda is not going to go forward, because it is going forward. People are beginning to ask the question, were the promises fulfilled concerning the wall, concerning immigration? Well, we see just the exact opposite. The current administration signs bill upping the federal grants to allure illegals into the United States of America. That was for those that refuse to pay attention to what's going on here, because you're too busy listening to the media that you decry on a daily basis as a bunch of liars. Now, with that said, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have an article on Donald Trump. President Trump really should stand up to judicial tyranny. Do you think so? I mean, and I'm being facetious. Yes, I'm talking down on those that would suggest such a question or a statement, because it proposes a question. Well, should we? Yes, we should. And it's his job to enforce the law. That's why he's called the commander-in-chief. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have in Illinois. Listen carefully. The first state to legalize that which is illegal. It sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Well, it is, friends. In Illinois, we have an Islamic jihadi. He says he's guilty and innocent. He says he's guilty and he's innocent. Boy, he can just come in here and dictate his own crimes, right? What he's guilty of and what he's not guilty of. As a matter of fact, friends, for those that are not paying attention, are you paying attention to the fact that you have judges now in the United States of America that are allowing these Muslims to come in and dictate what their culture brings with them, what is lawful according to a Sharia law and what is not? And the judges in America agreeing to Sharia law rather than American law in the U.S. Constitution? Yes, that's happening in the United States of America today. Again, check these articles out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have in Asia a Bibi family hunted house to house in Pakistan, and that's the folks, the proper pronunciation concerning Pakistan. It's Pakistan, right? We learned that from the foreigner too, Barack Hussein Obama. We also have an article right above that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Islamic Republic, listen carefully, Islamic Republic of Pakistan informs the United Nations of an initiative for international campaign to criminalize criticism of Islam. Now, this initiative is going global, friends. At the same time, is anybody paying attention to this? Again, if you would listen to what I'm sharing with you concerning the past, we can predict what's going to happen in the future if we respond or no, we don't respond. What am I talking about? Adolf Hitler used the Sodomites. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to establish a new order. Have you ever taken time to notice pictures of the past concerning the dictatorship of Adolf Hitler? And of course it goes across the boards to the sons of Belial across the board concerning dictatorships. Well, again, Bradley, what are you talking about? Have you ever noticed those pictures where everybody's saluting Adolf Hitler? Anybody want to know why everybody was saluting Adolf Hitler? Because if you didn't salute Adolf Hitler, you were arrested, okay, for rebellion to tyranny. Okay? This is what's happening on a global scale. Folks, is there time to stop it? Yes, but you have to act upon what you know to be true. Islamic Republic of Pakistan informs, they're telling them what the deal is. Man, where are they getting all this financial muscle? Anybody want to know where that's coming from? Hello? Islamic Republic of Pakistan informs the UN of initiative for international campaign to criminalize criticism of Islam. And again, here it is again, friends. Just look to Canada. Look to Europe. It all started on the backs of the Sodomites. Remember when the Sodomites, they wanted their rights, and then once their rights were given to them, the first thing they did was attack the church, and then the second thing they did was attack homeschoolers, telling parents that they could not teach their kids that homosexuality was an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, and on to the end of the chapter, and 30 other references to homosexuality. Do you remember that? And do you remember how they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old? And if a preacher in Canada was to preach out against the sins of sodomy, remember they were given over to a human rights council, friends, to decide what they were going to do with him? It's exactly what's happening line upon line on a global scale now, and the Muslims are on the heels of the Sodomites. Going to take a quick...
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We were just talking about what's going on over in Pakistan. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a report that Islamic Republic of Pakistan informs UN of initiative for international campaign to criminalize and criticize that of Islam. Folks, what are you seeing here in America? Who's attacking free speech more than the Sodomites are? Nobody is. Who's on their heels? The Muslims are. Yeah, I remember for years nobody wanted to listen to this. Now everybody's talking about it. Yeah, it's one of those, I told you, America, pay attention to the first time, friends. It's ridiculous. Prevention is better than cure. You know, let me equate that to what I was just sharing with you during the first segment. I mean, you look at the Nuremberg trials, friends. You know what the Nuremberg trials were? The fruit of a nation that wouldn't take heed the first time. Did you hear what I said? The Nuremberg trials was the fruits of a bunch of murderers that should have been dealt with before the crimes were committed. They're attacking free speech. This is a global initiative attempting to establish a global order. Okay, we're seeing in the United States of America, Facebook. I just got banned the third time in a row from posts from 2014 for guess what? Exposing homosexuality as a crime. They also have the not the homophobics, friends, you know, that they're barring. They're also barring now Islamophobia. Anybody that speaks out against Islam, look where this is going. Okay. It's an attack on free speech. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Let me say it again. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Like sheep to the slaughter. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Man charged in child sex abuse case involving over 300 boys. You know, there's a special place in hell for people like this. I want to tell you this. But there's also one that, you know, the Bible tells us that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So let me take it a step further. I'll first go over to Luke 17:2, where it says just that. It's better for a man to take a millstone and wrap it around his own neck and cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Has anybody ever taken the time to note and take note that in Scripture you don't see pedophilia? Yep, because there's zero tolerance. There's zero tolerance. By the way, there's zero tolerance when pedophiles get busted and then they go to prison. As a matter of fact, a couple months ago, one thought he was going to go ahead and test his steel. And he did. He was a pedophile that was busted. He got into jail, and they castrated him. They killed him, and they took his personals, and they put him. They put them in his mouth, believe it or not. Isn't it interesting that criminals in prison will deal with pedophiles? Yet dads and moms in America allow their kids to be subject to them in public schools and pre-kindergarten. Isn't that interesting how that works? Or they'll just let like Targets and other stores like Walgreens say, listen, they're gender neutral. No, they can use whatever bathroom that they want, not knowing, right? And we all the well knew what it was about, so they could go ahead and peek in a bunch of peeping toms on the other sex. So if they said that they wanted to be a woman, a man did, well, guess what? He can just go into the bathroom, the woman's bathroom, and peek in on your kids. Well, that's not flying either, because there are parents in this country that show zero tolerance for those crimes. But yet, look what your government, friends, is sanctioning. Okay? And that's all you had to do is look to Elena Kagan and Barack Hussein Obama, who appointed over 225 radical homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to government positions in your country. And what was right on their heels, friends? Oh, then all of a sudden, instead of Barack Hussein Obama being a Christian man on the campaign trail, he wins the people's office. He attacks for 8 years in a row, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. He entertains America's sworn enemies, and then gets who he starts to stack in governmental positions. The Muslims right on top of the homosexuals. Of course. And if they would pay attention to what the Quran says, friends, which they don't want to hear that, they want to attack anybody that tells them the truth of the matter. Well, they can see what happens over in the Middle East concerning the gays. They're throwing them blindfolded and tied hands behind their back, throwing them over the top of walls, castrating them, beheading them. You know, I'm a preacher, I'm for redemption, but there's a time where people have to take responsibility and begin to act on the truth that's been given to them. And the best advice I can give is what Scripture teaches, and prevention is better than cure. Okay? I'm talking about an article right now on the Sons of Liberty, where a man was busted with over 300 violations, molestations, preying on young people. Well, this should come as no surprise to anybody. I just shared with you from Luke 17:2 as to what the Bible teaches us concerning what these folks, there's spiritual lines with people. These people have crossed the lines. Okay. When you go to the Old Testament, Exodus 22, the Bible tells us in Exodus 22, verse 22, you shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. Who do these reprobates prey on, friends? The fatherless. It's interesting to note in verse 23 of Exodus 22, the Lord said, if you afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, saith the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? In verse 24, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. So if you think there's going to be some preferential standing with God on Judgment Day because you want to stand back, you pedophiles, and say you just can't help yourself, I'll tell you what, God's going to set the record straight on that day if man fails to do it while you're here committing the crimes. And yet it's man's job and obligation before God and man to take heed to his commandments to prevent the crimes. I mean, folks, now just think about this. We can go online right now and we can find sexual predators that have been released from prison into our communities. Give me a break. That's like telling the sheep where the wolves are. And the fences have been pulled down. Really? America? America, the gluttons for punishment. An article I wrote back in August 29th of 2014 is the child trafficking documentary some in Congress did not want you to see. I want you to listen to this. This is what was said in one of the documentaries concerning those that are preying on the children in the United States of America. And this coming from them, said representatives in government. You ever wonder why things are going the direction that they're going? Because they're compromised men. They're extorted. They're blackmailed. One of them said they would not believe it, the crimes that they were committing against kids. Because it is the unthinkable, said one. And then he goes on and said, that is why we can get away with it. Just think about that. He said, they would not believe that we're capable of committing these crimes because it is the unthinkable. Friends, just because you would never do it does not mean that they are not doing it on a daily basis, because they are. They would not believe it because it is the unthinkable, said one. That is why we can get away with it. You know, a good police officer, a good cop, a good law enforcement agent knows the mind of the criminal. And you don't have to peruse too many headlines to understand how corrupt people are and how corrupt people can be. The barbarism, the cruelty, the unthinkable that takes place on a daily basis as the American people are desensitized and molested in mind by the media for you to accept what they do, as if to suggest there's going to be no consequence or recompense. Folks, they do it because they think they can get away with it. They do it because they don't believe that you would ever believe in a million years that they're capable of it. You might want to do a little homework on the Bushes, friends. You might want to do a little homework on the Kissingers, friends. You might want to do a little homework on Barney Franks in camp. And the list goes on. I shared with someone just the other day, it's interesting, someone said, how corrupt are we? I said, well, we're so corrupt that we allowed a foreigner and a sodomite, self-proclaimed sodomite, to go ahead and appoint these types of people to governmental positions in this country. And I said, the world, all the while knowing what's going on in the United States, it was interesting that not one representative in the United States of America dared draw up the articles of impeachment. So there's your answer. How corrupt are we? There you have it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points and S&P 500 lost 17. Folks were up at the crack of dawn to get deep discounts and doorbuster deals at many stores across the country. Brian was out shopping bright and early.
There was actually a lot more people this year than I thought. Possibly, you know, with the how economy is working, people actually save money this year.
Two Utah teenagers are facing charges after stealing a small plane and taking it for a ride. The 14 and 15-year-old boys left the group home earlier this week, went to a private airstrip, and then stole the small airplane, driving it along one of the local highways until they were apprehended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over onto our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. Wanted to let you know as well, friends, if you want to jump over onto our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, there is a picture of me kneeled down with a flag in my hand in front of Arlington Cemetery, signifying, friends, that we live unto those that died for us. You know, many people today will talk about that they're willing to, and they'll declare that they're willing to die for America. You know, I got a question for you. How many are willing to live for America? And it starts first with us in the Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Check it out when you get a moment again, 2 Corinthians 5:15. On Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, check it out. Several hundred videos. Should have a brand new one up again, hopefully by the end of today, early tomorrow. With that said, you can call us in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Period. I was just talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, we want to give a shout-out to our friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for the live broadcast as well. and all of our other 104 outlets and affiliates across the United States of America, and to those 53 countries that are listening to us on a daily basis. We thank you for your trust. We really do. We're highlighting an article on Sons of Liberty Media right now where a man was busted with over 300, issues? No, it's not issues. Man charged in child sex abuse case involving 300 boys. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that there's a child trafficking documentary some in Congress did not want you to see. I started out with a quote by one of those that is rehearsed in the ears of the watcher from this documentary that said they would not believe it because it is the unthinkable. That is why we can get away with it. This is corruption in government right there. They would not believe it because it is the unthinkable. That is why we can get away with it. Yes, it is the unthinkable. And why would the American modern day anybody, friends, not just the church, stand down concerning the agenda that's being pushed down your throats, literally? Why are politicians in Washington, D.C. voting in favor of what God calls an abomination? I mean, the widespread acts of pedophilia committed against our children by both corrupt clergy and corrupt politicians are rampant and unthinkable. Again, read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. Matthew 18, 7 through 9, and Romans 1, 24, and also take the time to check out Jude 1, 7, okay? The documentary is called Conspiracy of Silence. It's a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with kids. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their undergarments and hanging from their necks, and when being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, Canada. You can listen to it on the documentary from the very people that were a part of it. Eyewitnesses and even victims. At the last minute before the Conspiracy of Silence was to be aired, an unknown congressman threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation that if this documentary was aired, there was going to be consequence. Interesting. Really? Boy, we know they know how to enforce that which is unlawful, right? They know how to threaten people unlawfully, don't they? But they sure don't know how to magnify the laws that they swore that they would uphold against the crimes. Nope, because they're guilty of it. That's why. Again, at the last minute before airing, an unknown congressman threatened to the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if this documentary was going to be aired. Almost immediately, an unknown person who ordered all copies destroyed purchased the rights to the documentary. A copy of this videotape was then furnished anonymously to former Nebraska State Senator and Attorney John DeCamp, who made it available to retired FBI agent Ted L. Gunderson. Talk to John, have the hat, have the t-shirt. On Tuesday, May 3rd, 1994, the video that you're about to watch, take the time to do so, was scheduled to air on the Discovery Channel. Influential members of Congress applied pressure to the cable industry to stop the airing of the program and destroy all copies. It was already listed nationwide in the April 30th, May 6th edition of TV Guide and newspapers supplements. The Discovery Channel and Yorkshire Television were reimbursed for $250,000 production cost. And the program that they do not want you to see is available online, America. It's available online, those that are listening to me in the 53 different countries. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. Why do we have rampant pedophilia? Why do we have representatives that are advocating for sodomy? Two and two, friends, 2 + 2 = 4. Okay? You want to know why your said representatives are compromised? Because they have sold their souls. They have sold their temporary lives, which is but a vapor, for temporal pleasures, sick pleasures. And might I remind you that such people have crossed the lines, America. Who are those friends in representative positions today that are selling you down the river? They're compromised men. Why? How have they compromised? Well, let me ask you, you can tell what they and where they have been compromised by what they advocate, by what they give a pass. You know, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the Prince of Preachers, he said, if you ever want to know why a man doesn't preach out against sin, follow him home. He also said, the only reason preachers don't preach out against sin is because they're guilty of it. And to add to testimony here, friends, I remember a woman, Barb Anderson, who runs an organization out of the state of Minnesota, who shared with us that a church that she went to found that their pastor violated over 140 children in his church alone. You know what the consequence was, friends? The church council got together and said that he needs to be barred from ever coming back to this church again. Yet now he goes to a church about a mile and a half down the road. I got a question for you. Where are the parents? Where are the daddies that put their foot down and send the message that we're not tolerating this in any sense of the word? I mean, we're seeing, in a positive, we're seeing judges across the land, friends, where kids have been violated by friends or family members or by just straight-up strangers, where daddy intervenes and takes them out and sends them to the judge. And the judge looks at him and says, what you did to that individual that violated your son or your daughter was justifiable. Amen. Amen. You better bet your bottom dollar it's justifiable. I don't care what any corrupt judge says. I don't. I'm sick of corruption. I don't care what any corrupt representative says. I'm sick. Folks, you look at some of these representatives and folk, I got to ask you, where is your discernment? When it comes to what they're guilty of, they're creeps and they're creepy. And there's enough information out there, friends, on those high-profile politicians that just never seem to find themselves standing in front of a judge because of the likes of a Trey Gowdy or a Daryl Issa or a Jason Chaffetz. You know, the great American peasers that talk big but they do nothing, right? Same thing we're seeing with the current administration that says, well, whatever the Supreme Court says about homosexuality and homosexual marriage, it must be the law. I agree to it. Really? Really? It shows you how little he knows concerning that Bible. Maybe Mr. Trump should read Deuteronomy 17. And maybe Mr. Trump should get people around him that are not a bunch of golden calf worshipers. That actually know what the Word of God says, and they're living epistles of what the Word of God exhibits. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. But church in America, that's your responsibility, because once you begin to hold corruption accountable, they're going to see your Christianity in action. And I want to tell you, oh boy, action speaks a lot louder than words. Action speaks a lot louder than words, doesn't it, friends? You better bet your bottom dollars it does. What I want to do here is I want to transition over to a positive. Hey, America, you ever wonder what America was like? You ever wonder what America was like back in the 1700s and the 1800s? How about in the 1900s alone? Just so those that are listening don't think that righteousness and peace was way out there and it was too far back for us to ever conceive. Well, what I want to do is I want to go back to something called Grandma Rocks. Because the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past. And we know what the people concerning the children of Israel said to the prophet. We will not go back. we will not take heed to the word of God. And we can see the fruit of the children of Israel during the time of Jeremiah. And it wasn't good because there was a book that was written called the Book of Lamentations. And you want to see what happens when you don't take heed to the word of God? Read the Book of Lamentations. It's pretty scary, friends, when you turn those pages. But we're going to come back and make it a positive, friends. And we're going to talk about how grandma rocks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You know, that's one thing that bewilders me. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. That's one thing that bewilders me as to why people are so apt and they so easily give up when it's time to fight for their freedoms. You know, I got to tell you, yesterday, usually on Fridays, it's the highlight of our lives. I'm talking about just getting away from the work that we do day and night, because we don't have a hat that we take off and put on 8 hours a day. We live ministry from beginning of the day to the end of the night. We go grocery shopping, and I'm sure people out there can understand why we go grocery shopping too, so we can eat, right? And yesterday we just stopped and I said, well, since we're down here, why don't we just get groceries now so we don't have to go do it tomorrow, which is today. And little did I know, and little did my wife know, or my kids know, that it was Black Friday. Some have it on Thursdays and then Thanksgiving, and then some have it on Fridays, the day following Thanksgiving. And, well, we went to go grocery shopping. And when we went inside the grocery store, there were all these cars in the parking lot. And then, but we didn't see a lot of people until we got inside. And when we got inside, there was just line after line at hundreds, friends, and hundreds and hundreds of people waiting in line. And we walked up to one of the clerks and said, well, wait a second, what's all this about? And they said, it's Black Friday. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, why is everything, you know, basically taped off? I can't go there and I can't go into this section. I said, we're not here for what they're here for. And I got to tell you, friends, we walked around and what I noticed is a bunch of people that wanted to live large. They wanted to live large, friends, but yet they don't want to work for it. And let me take this over in parallel to freedom. They want to enjoy their freedoms, but they don't want to fight for their freedoms. So we go grocery shopping. You know, one of the clerks had to tell the people, now listen, now let's do this in order. Let's do this orderly and be nice to each other. And I noticed that there was a lot of underachievers. Let me say it this way. Big L. Losers. I mean, these people are humongous. They're dirty. Folks, I mean, and I'm not trying to be grotesque here, but my kids don't even like going to some of these places because of the people that these places draw. And had I known it, I wouldn't have went there neither. I mean, it's like, do you know what a shower is? I mean, they were really, for a better way of saying it, of the welfare mentality. And again, they wanted to live large, but they aren't not the type of people that want to work for it. They want to enjoy their freedoms, but they're not the type of people that will fight for it. You know what these people were waiting for? They were waiting for television mounts that were on sale. They were waiting for these TVs that were 50% off. And right next to the TVs, grown men, mind you, were grabbing one of the mounts, they were grabbing a television, and then right next to that, they were grabbing a new game called Spider-Man. So they could sit in front of their computers and play Spider-Man. And I looked over at my wife probably three or four times. And I gotta tell you, America, I gotta tell you, friends, I am ashamed for what I see. I am ashamed of what America has become in so many different ways. I'm not ashamed of what was established and what is established and those that live for what has been given. I'm not ashamed of them at all, though there be few of them. But what I seen yesterday, if that be an example of what we become, I can see why the enemy laughs every step of the way. What an easy enemy to conquer. Grown men looking for a deal, buying things 50% off so they can sit in front of a television set and play a computer game. And by the way, friends, it wasn't just one. It was the tens and the 50s and the hundreds that were buying. They were acting like a bunch of blood-sucking leeches trying to get theirs first. I couldn't. Honestly, I've never seen that before. I never ended up in a store on Black Friday on purpose. And again, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even know it was Black Friday. With that said, I had to tell you, America, wow, what you have. And folks, again, these weren't the majority of them, easily hands down, were not kids. They were adults. You ever notice how poor people, friends, isn't it interesting how they're fat? And isn't it interesting how they get a cigarette hanging out of their mouth and booze pulling away from the liquor store with a 24-pack? And it looks like they can't afford a bar of soap. They can afford a bar of soap. They just don't want one. You look at their clothes, friends, there's no holes in them because they don't work, because they don't have to work, because they know me and you will work. And they know that corrupt representation is going to take our money and give it to them. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. That's how you destroy a country, yes. I got to get to this. Let's keep this in a positive. It's all positive. The mouth of the wise speaketh judgment. The Bible says, I lead in the way, in the midst of the paths of judgment. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. God is known by the judgments that he executes. Read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, Psalm 9:16, Isaiah 26, verse 9. This is how we're supposed to have our conversation, because it keeps us liberated, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Here, we got to get to this. You ever know what it was like for Grandpa and Grandma? Let me tell you. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen food, Xerox, and contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Men had not invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and there you have it. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother until I was 25 years old. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before homosexual rights, which God has not given us, by the way, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments of God, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food is what people ate during Lent. Having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evening and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 10-cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was only 11 cents a gallon. In my day, grass was mowed. Coke was a cold drink. Pot was something your mother cooked in. And rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. No wonder why people call Grandpa and Grandma old and confused. And they wonder why there's a generation gap. Well, truth be told, in many cases, it was Grandpa and Grandma that left us young people to deal with what we have to deal with today. But it's not the way that they were raised, friends, because I just identified exactly how they were raised and what freedom meant to them, because it doesn't look like what freedom means to us any longer. When you get a moment, read Jeremiah 6:16. Folks, get some time, please. November and December is the hardest time for ministries. Please consider supporting this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check out some of our statement shirts, please do. Take a bold stand, friends, and say enough is enough and hold your ground, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to jump over at any time and have us a part of what you're doing in your backyard, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words, friends. Deeds, not words. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.